Blog Talk Radio.
You know.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My God, my God, my God. He holds our hand. Hallelujah. He walks with us. He talks with us. And he tells us that we're his own. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. How many of us are amazed at his friendship? Hallelujah. See, I don't know about you, but I'm walking in my victory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, no mountain is going to stop me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, no battle is going to turn me because he holds my hand. Hallelujah. As long as I know that Jesus has my hand, hallelujah, nothing, no one can stop me from this purpose in which he has called me for. So I thank God for that. I tell you, that's a powerful song. It's amazing. And I tell you, if you get that in your spirit, it's just an awesome thing to know that, I mean, as long as we have Jesus, as long as we have the Spirit of God, as long as we're walking in this thing, hallelujah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. I mean, we have to know who we are. More importantly, we have to know whose we are. Lord, I just thank you, hallelujah. I'm walking in every piece of victory that you have for me. Hallelujah. I don't know about you saints out there, but I'm telling you, when you're walking in your victory, there's no other walk there is. Hallelujah. So I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to MCI Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. This is your weekly word workout with Lady T from Undisputed Truth. I tell you, I'm just excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the word of God. I just give honor to Apostle Carolyn McNeil and her husband, Pastor Matthew McNeil. Hallelujah, because they're just such awesome and just welcoming people. I just thank God for them every day. Hallelujah. I thank God for my awesome husband, my bishop, my pastor. Hallelujah. Just Bishop Thurman A. Butler. I tell you, he's an amazing man of God. And I tell you, we have an amazing ministry that's going on right there at 1921 Dobbytown Road. Hallelujah. That's in the Henrico, Richmond area, 23231, I believe. And I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is moving in that area, in that community, in that place. We have services on Saturdays at 12:30. It's not that we keep the Sabbath or, you know, we just have service on that day. Hallelujah. Every day is a Sabbath day to us. We praise God every day, Sunday through through Saturday. Hallelujah. So I just thank God. You guys come out and fellowship with us. Come out and just spend some time with us. Again, it's 1921 Dobbytown Road, Henrico, Virginia, 23231. And Saturdays at 12:30 is when we have our services. We would love to see you guys there. Hallelujah. I tell you, we have also so much word on this line. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, MCI Blog Talk Radio is full of the word of God. If you look in to build your faith, hallelujah, because I say it all the time, faith comes by hearing the word of God. If you want to hear some words, you need to come on to MCI Blog Talk Radio because that's what we're about. We're about the word of God, speaking with thus said the Lord, empowering each other. You know, I'm telling you, iron sharpening iron. Hallelujah. We have Apostle Carolyn McNeil. She comes on Sunday morning, hallelujah, at 9 a.m. So boom, there's your Sunday worship. Hallelujah. Your Sunday meal, your Sunday word. Hallelujah. She's on every Sunday, dialing the same number, 9 a.m. sharp. Then we have her amazing husband, Pastor Matthew McNeil, 6 at 6. Now, that's Monday and Friday. At 6 o'clock, I tell you, he comes and brings a mighty word each and every day, each and every time. People of God, if this is the time to be fed. This is the time to receive what thus said the Lord. This is the time to hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. And you can get a mighty word on this line. We also have my amazing husband, Thurman Butler. And I'm telling you, that's Undisputed Truth Ministry finest. And he brings a word every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And it's a mighty word at that. I'm telling you, some meat that you can really chew on. Some things that make you go, Hallelujah. So I just thank God for that man of God. I just thank God for how he pours into me and pours into our life and our children's life, the ministry, the people that's involved with the ministry. I just thank God for her. And then you have Lady T. You have your weekly word workout with Lady T. Hallelujah. It's here on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. You know, we're just here to spread the gospel. We're just here to give the word of God. We're just here to say what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, people of God, it's a word on each and every night that blog is open. It's something that you can feed on, something that you can feast with, something that you can share with someone else. Give this phone number to your friends. Share it with your family members. Hallelujah, because we're in a time where everybody could use a word from God. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for today. I thank God for just allowing me to be his humble servant. Hallelujah. And just do exactly what he has called me to do. Hallelujah. In his name. So before we get started in the word of God, let's just bow our heads and just give God some thanks through prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, it's me again, Lord. Hallelujah. Stand in the need of prayer. I need you to just step in right now, God. I need you to do what only you can do. Father God, I need you to take over this word, take over this moment, take over every piece of thing that comes from my mouth. Father, give me the illustrations, give me the words, give me the examples that's needed to reach your people. Father, this is not my word. This is the inspired word of you, Father God. There's truth in this word. This is what you have said. Father God, so I needed to come out the way that you wanted to reach your people. Father God, I ask you open up spirits, minds, hearts, souls to just hear what you say, to not only just hear it, but to receive what you have for them. Father God, this is a time where we need this word to go out. We need this word to be heard. We need people to understand and receive what you're saying, Father God. But you, hallelujah. You're the all-powerful God. You know each and every soul that's on this earth. Hallelujah. So, Father God, do what only you can do for each person because you know exactly what they need. Lord, I'll just sit back. All of you and none of me. Lord, I'd be also careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In the holy and mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, tonight we will be reading out of the book of Matthew, familiar scripture. Hallelujah. We're going to go to chapter 16. So it's Matthew 16, and the verse that we would start will be verse 13. And we will complete at verse 20. Amen. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. Now, if I could draw a subject or a conclusion from this particular set of or cluster of scriptures. I would go back to verse 16, where it says, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. If I could put a name to this subject, it would be, he knows my name. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, Peter said some mighty words when he said who Jesus was. Hallelujah. So I'm going to say to you again the subject in which we are going to be focusing on is he knows my name. My God, I tell you, that's an awesome thing to be able to say that Jesus know your name or you know Jesus' name. Hallelujah, because I'm telling you, is no other name like the name of Jesus. It's one of the sweetest names that I know. I know that I can call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and it shall be given unto me. My God, I can call on the name of Jesus, and it stops the devil right in his tracks. I'm telling you, people of God, it's an amazing thing when you know his name. Hallelujah, I tell you. Verse 13 says, went sideways here, because I'm telling you, when you think about how good Jesus is and how good God is to you, you can really just go on and on about who he is and knowing his name and what he's done for you. I tell you, because a lot of us don't know his name. A lot of us woke up this morning and don't realize it was Jesus that woke us up. Hallelujah. A lot of us don't understand that he's the one that turned water into wine. A lot of us don't understand that he raises the dead. That is a mighty name to know. And once you get to know that name and understand that name and realize how powerful the name is, you would begin to appreciate, hallelujah, the name of Jesus. Verse 13 tells us, it says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi. Now, people of God, Caesarea Philippi, it's a very quiet, remote place. A lot of greenery, vegetation, clear blue waters. I mean, simply amazing. I mean, so peaceful and so beautiful. So it causes me to pose a question. How many of us have a Caesarea Philippi, a peaceful place? So let me just tell you that you know that under the bosom of God that there's a peaceful place. Hallelujah. I want you to think in your mind, whatever that vision of peace is that comes to your mind, that is your Caesarea Philippi. Hallelujah. We all know, and I tell you, that's a whole nother teaching. We all know about the peace of God. Hallelujah. And we all know that what God is and how his peace, hallelujah, there is no other like the peace of God. We all know that all we have to do is cast our cares upon him because he cares for us, and he will give us the peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. So I want you to just kind of picture in your mind that place that's so peaceful to you, that place that you have no troubles or no worries. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand that that's your Caesarea Philippi. Hallelujah. Now, as they were in that place, Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked them a very important question. He said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? In other words, what's the word on the streets about me? You know, what are they saying about me? What's the latest scoop? Hallelujah. So each one of them answered in verse 14. It said, so they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. As I looked into that verse, I realized that when each one of them answered Jesus' question on who does man say that I, Son of Man, am, all of them answered with a reincarnation of a powerful prophet of the old. For instance, like John the Baptist, hallelujah, So for some of our Bible scholars who know, just bear with me for a minute, for some of us that don't know, John the Baptist was the only man born with the Holy Ghost. He walked in power. The Bible says there's none greater born of a woman. Hallelujah. So that's how powerful, hallelujah, the name John the Baptist is. And they compared him to being a liken, or Jesus to being a liken of John the Baptist. Also, Elijah. Now, we know about Elijah on Mount Carmel. He stood against 850 prophets of Baal, and his God answered by fire. Now, when I say answered by fire, he soaked his wood 7 times, and God still let it ignite with fire. Now, when I say soaked it 7 times, I'm not talking about soaked it in no oil or no gasoline. He soaked it in water. And we all know that wet wood ain't supposed to burn. Hallelujah. So he's another one that God showed his power through him in a powerful way. And then we have Jeremiah. Jeremiah is the one that we call the weeping prophet. You know, he interceded before God for man. He said, you know, his heart was so, it was so overwhelmed with what was going on in that time. It was so overwhelmed with what man was doing and what was going on that he said that he would hold his peace and not speak of Jesus anymore because he didn't see any changes in the people or any results. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something, people of God. We can try all day to hold in this word of God. But just like Jeremiah, he couldn't hold it because it was like fire in his bones. Hallelujah. Now, let me just say this about Jeremiah. He was so amazing as a prophet. Hallelujah. That God made it so that the word was so in him that he couldn't hold it. Hallelujah. That he had to let that thing out. He had to let people know exactly who God is and what he was capable of. And he also was teaching Jeremiah patience. Hallelujah. Let you see what's going on, but it's okay. All I want you to do is speak my word. Hallelujah. So the people know that he walked in something because the people that he compared Jesus to was three of the most powerful people in their own right. But I'm not concerned today about what they said or who they said who the Son of Man is. I'm wondering about what do you say. I want you to look in the mirror or just stare a glaze right in front of you and say, what do I say? Who do I say he is? Hallelujah. Is he my Jehovah Jireh? Is he my Jehovah Tiskanu? Is he my Jehovah Rapha? Is he every manifestation that I need? Is he my Jehovah Shalom? Hallelujah. I tell you, we have to ask ourselves that question on who do we say he is? You see, Peter already knew. See, Peter knew his name. Peter knew who he was. Peter knew exactly what was going on because the divine, the spirit of God opened that up to him. So Peter knew. But who do you say he is? Hallelujah. So in verse 15, he go on to his disciples, hallelujah, and he said to them, but who do you say that I am? So Jesus is asking his disciples, okay, now I heard what they said. Now, I need to hear what you say. Hallelujah. That's what I'm asking, people of God. We know what the people of the old said or who they thought he was. Who do you say he is? Is he your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Is he the one that lords over your life? Is he the one that leads and guides every move that you make? Is he the one that you acknowledge, hallelujah, so that he can direct your path? Is he the one that he made you so that you would not, hallelujah, fail? You'll be more than a conqueror through him that strengthens you. Is he your God? Hallelujah. Are you serving him? Do you know his name? Do you know who he is? Hallelujah. That's a powerful question, because sometimes we know the projection of who Jesus is. We know the religion of who Jesus is, but do you know the relationship of who he is? Do you know him personally for yourself? Hallelujah. Can you go to him and know that your prayers are being answered because you have a relationship with him? You and him commune together. Hallelujah. He counsels you. He talks to you. He helps you. You lean and guide you. Jesus is so powerful. He is our all in all. And above him, there is no other. He is God. Hallelujah. So he asked him, he said, so who do you say that I am? And I'm going to tell you, people of God, see, there goes that anointed Peter. That's me. Hallelujah. Just blab out. Oh, he gave the most profound answer. Hallelujah. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He said, look, you're the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. You're the anointed one. Hallelujah. You're God wrapped in flesh. You are the Word that was in the beginning, that was with God and was God. Hallelujah. You became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. So Jesus went on to say in verse 17, he said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. He said, man didn't tell you this. Hallelujah. He said, that came straight from the Father in heaven. See, he could say that so confident because he said that because nobody knew his final hours. Nobody knew his purpose. Nobody knew his destiny. So when he said, thou art the Christ, Jesus was like, my Father has revealed this unto you. So people of God, I want to let you know today that God will reveal things. He will open your spiritual eyes. God will reveal himself to you. God reveals spiritual things. He reveals your purpose. He reveals your life. He reveals your children. He reveals your next step. He reveals the unseen. Hallelujah. He reveals the things that you need to go forth in your purpose. He reveals the things that will cause you to stumble. He reveals the things that you need to take along the way. He reveals the things that you need to let go. He reveals the things that's going to allow you to walk in what he's called you to walk in. And he reveals the things that's going to stagnate you. Hallelujah. He reveals things to us. We have to be able to see them. Hallelujah. And a lot of times when God is revealing things to us, hallelujah, see, Peter was conscious of it. He was receiving of what God said. He knew that it was God. See, God speaks to us a lot, and a lot of times we don't like what God is saying, so we ignore it. Hallelujah. Or we don't think that he's really speaking to us, or he can't be talking to me because I'm a sinner, or he can't be speaking to me because I'm this. Hallelujah. God reveals to whomever he chooses to reveal to. Hallelujah. He's revealing some things to you, people of God. You got to listen, you got to position yourself to be able to receive what he's revealing. You got to get in prayer. You got to get in the word of God. You got to get with people that's following the same path that you're following. Hallelujah. If you don't know how to understand God, or you don't know how to know if he's revealing himself, get yourself under some proper teaching, because I'm telling you, the only way, and the Bible said a man is to learn is that he's taught. Hallelujah. People of God, he's revealing some things to us. Is your spiritual eyes open today? Are you able to see what God is trying to show you? Are you able to receive what God is trying to show you? If you don't understand, if you don't know how, get on your knees and ask him. Hallelujah. In all you're getting, get an understanding. We need to understand how our God operates. We need to understand the character of God. We need to understand who exactly he is, because then we'll know when he's speaking or revealing or when he's not. Are you at the foot of God? Are you laying prostrate before him, asking him to show? I don't want to ask him to help you pay your electric bill or whatever you need that will help me with these children. Ask God to show you, reveal some things unto you, reveal your purpose, reveal your anointing, reveal your gift. Hallelujah. Ask him to show you what it is that you need to know for his kingdom. Come up on Sunday so you can understand what part you play. Hallelujah. He's revealing things every day, people of God. Are you open or in a position to see or receive what God is trying to reveal to us, what he's trying to show us, what he's speaking, what he's saying, how he's moving? Listen, we don't talk about this before. You don't want to miss your season because you're not focused, because you're procrastinating, you're too busy. That's the same as this. If you're not in the face of God, if you're not asking God, if you're not praying to God, if you're not talking to God, if you're not laying before God, hallelujah, then how are you expected that he's going to be able to reveal something to you? Let's get a relationship with God. Hallelujah. We have so many expectations of him, but none of ourselves. This is a covenant, people of God, that we're in. Hallelujah. It's a covenant. A lot of us have God's arms tied because we want him to do it one way when his word strictly says another. And see, he's a God that cannot lie. He will not lie. So he has to line up with his word. Hallelujah. But I tell you, he's good and he's revealing some things to us, people of God, and we have to open up our hearts and our minds to be able to receive what he's revealing. Hallelujah. And he told me, he said, flesh and blood ain't revealed that to you, bro. That came straight from my Father. So he said to him, I also say to you that you are Peter. You are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. Hallelujah. Ooh, God, my bougie. He said, look, people of God. He said, upon this rock, upon this foundation, upon my Father revealing who I am to you, upon the foundation of Christ being the Son of the living God, upon what you just spoke out of your mouth, hallelujah. See, Jesus is the chief cornerstone of the church. He said, upon this rock, upon what you said, upon what you just revealed, what God just revealed to you, upon that foundation, the foundation of me being Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I am going to build my church. Now, people of God, we have to understand that that scripture says specifically, he said unto them, this rock I will build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church. See, a lot of times we think that we are building his church. Hallelujah. But see, I can't build his church. You can't build his church. Your pastor can't build his church. Deacon Tutu can't build his church. First Lady can't build his church. The best tither can't build his church. Prophetess can't build his church. He said, I, people of God, will build my church. Hallelujah. See, but we have to understand that we are the church. God is building us. He's making us. He's molding us. He's churning us. He's the potter and we're the clay. Hallelujah. He's building a church in his own blood. Hallelujah. We are the church. We are called to light. We We are called to gentleness. We are called to self-control. Now, we are not the perfect ones, but we are the forgiven ones. We are the washed ones. We are the redeemed ones. We are his church. Hallelujah. Somebody say, he knows my name. Hallelujah. We are the church that he's building. Hallelujah. We are the ones that he's churning. We are the ones that he's molding and he's making. Hallelujah. When we bend a little or we fall down and break, hallelujah, he picks us back up and he puts us back on that wheel and he molds us again and he molds us again. And if we fall again, hallelujah, he picks us back up and he molds us again. Hallelujah. He's building his church. People of God, we got to stop acting like we're building the church. This clearly tells us, upon this rock, upon me being Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I will build my church. People of God, the only way to the Father is that the Spirit draws you. Hallelujah. You understand, you can't draw anyone. He can't build Jesus' church. Now, he's going to use you as that person or, I'm sorry, the word I can't get out, but he's going to use you as what he needs to orchestrate the building, to orchestrate what needs to be done, to orchestrate what needs to be spoken into that person's life, to orchestrate what move you need to make for that person. Hallelujah. He uses us to orchestrate while he's building. Hallelujah. But this is his church. And the only way through him is through, on the way to God is through the Son. Hallelujah. Everything revolves back to Jesus. Jesus said, I'm building this. People of God, we just got to stay before him and be orchestrated. Allow him to tell us when to speak to someone. Hallelujah. What to say to someone. Hallelujah. I understand that we Christians, but if the Holy Spirit ain't telling you to run up to that man on the corner and start giving him the gospel, then don't do it. You got to be led by the Spirit that's within. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. He's building us, which means that he tells us when to move. He tells us when to go. He tells us what to say. Hallelujah. He's building his church. And if he's orchestrating it through us, hallelujah, then it's still with him because he's given us the words to say to that person or this person that's going to build them up. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing on our own accord. There's nothing that we could possibly say that could do anything. It has to be the word of Jesus, the word of God, the Bible. Jesus said, I am building my church. And he said, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail. People of God, let me tell you something. That's an awesome thing. That's awesome right there. Because let me tell you, he said nothing can stop this construction. He said, I don't care. Satan can come with his most powerful imps or demons. But nothing can stop the construction that he has you under for his church. You're his church. We're his church. He said nothing. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So nothing is going to pierce what he's trying to do. Nothing can stop his construction. He said, I'm building this with my own blood. Satan can stop me even if he's trying. I'm telling you, we have to understand that God, Jesus, hallelujah. He made a show of him openly. Satan cannot stop the move of God. Hallelujah. Now, he may try to get in the move. He may try to confuse the move, but he'll never be able to stop the move. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. He is nothing he can do when God is moving and when he's building. Hallelujah. He can throw all the fear and doctrine he wants, but none will touch you. He can try to send all the fire that he wants, but you will not be burned because nothing, none of the gates, again, people of God, it's time and to understand who we are. More importantly, whose we are. We allow Satan to get too many blows in and he has no right. Hallelujah. We walk in power. Hallelujah. We walk in authority. Satan is defeated, and the only thing that keeps his power going is us. Allowing him to think that he has power. Hallelujah. Now let me tell you how I know that he has no power, because in verse 19 it says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. To the king, the keys of the kingdom means the authority. Hallelujah. Now, the authority. Now, what kingdom is he talking about? Now, I mean, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven? I mean, he's talking about the kingdom of earth. On earth. Not of heaven, but on earth. We have the authority on earth. We have the authority to stop stuff. Hallelujah, to block some things. Hallelujah, to knock out some things, to shut down some things, to move some things. Hallelujah. He's given us the authority. Hallelujah. We call the shots on this earth. Hallelujah. We're the body of Christ. He gave us the keys, but yet and still we keep passing them over to Satan. He said, whatever you bind, hallelujah, here on earth, be bound in heaven. You know, you can bind Satan in the name of Jesus and he has to go, because you have the keys and authority to bind him. Once you bind him, the angels quickly come and pick that thing up and they take it up to Jesus, and then Jesus passes it on to God, and now it's bound in heaven. Hallelujah. We have to understand that it's time for us to start binding up some things. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God will hasten my, he said, I will hasten my word to perform it. That means if you speak his word, he moves expeditiously to make it happen. His word says that he has given us the keys to bind and to loose. I bind up the spirit of lack today. I bind up the spirit of frustration. I bind up the spirit of softness. I bind up the spirit of Satan. I bind up soulless prayer today. I bind up the spirit of witchcraft, depression, fear, laziness, stress, hypertension, cancer, bitterness, unforgiveness. See, I am not finished yet, because I'm ready to bind up some things. Hallelujah. I bind up mental illness, disrespect, confusion, gossip, betrayal, addiction, bondage, every spirit that's not of God. Bind it up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People of God, we've got to start using our authority. We've got to start walking in the authority that God has given unto us. Hallelujah. We're sitting here like we're helpless. Hallelujah. He's given us lethal weapons. Hallelujah. I'm talking about from our head down to our feet. I tell you, the helmet down to our feet being charged. Don't play. We have everything we need to fight the demon, but yet and still we keep letting them overpower us because we are afraid, or we let the spirit of fear attack us because we don't think we're good enough. We don't think that God can use us. We don't think that God is mighty. What God, hallelujah. Whatever he wants, when he wants to. And he said that he has given us the authority. Rabo Sunday. You think he gave it to us for us not to use it? Hallelujah. Bind up some things that's going on in your household. Bind up some things that's going on in your marriages. Bind up some things that's going on in your children. Hallelujah. We are binding it up on earth. It's bound in heaven. Hallelujah. That's not Lady T saying this. This is Bible. I didn't give you anything. I didn't give you the keys. I didn't give you the authority. But God did. But Jesus did. He said, I give you the keys. Hallelujah. To bind and to loose. It's one of the most powerful scriptures to me. In the Bible, it's telling us, look, you ain't got to take blows. You ain't got to let be feel defeated. You ain't got to let that devil try to think that he got the best of you. Start binding up some things. Start using your authority. fighting, using the power in which God has given us. Hallelujah. We're walking around here like we are powerless. We got churches, mega churches, thousands and thousands of people, and people going in and coming out the same way. Where's the power of God at? Hallelujah. We got mega buildings. Hallelujah. People should be slain in the spirit all over the place. Hallelujah. Mega churches, and we still don't have an Azusa movement. People of God, we're praying church. Hallelujah. It's time to start binding some things. It's time to start loosing some things in the name of Jesus. And the reason why we can is because Jesus gave us the authority. He gave us the keys and said, then this is why I'm giving them to you. So that you can bind and loose some things. He said some things is going to happen. Hallelujah. It may make you feel a little defeated, but I'm going to give you the power, I'm going to give you the keys, I'm going to give you the power, hallelujah, to bind up some things. Not saying that, hallelujah, that things are not going to get harder, things are not going to happen, hallelujah, but when you bind up some things, they're going to be bound in heaven. He said, but I'm going to take it even further. He said, not only am I going to let you bind up things, he said, I'm going to let you loose some things as well. He said, when you loose some things on earth, they will be loosed in heaven. So people of God, we loosen some things today. We bound up. We have put a lot of things in bondage. Hallelujah. And those things are bound in heaven because I spoke some things and I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. I need to add to that list. Add to that list of things that need to be bound up. Add to that list of things that need to just be put away. Add to that list of things that need to just be thrown away in the trash. Things that need to be stopped. Things that need to be moved out of your way. It's time to bind up some things. Hallelujah. And then he said we can lose some things. Because you know what? Today we lose some prosperity. We're going to lose good health. We're losing love. Hallelujah. It's love. There is no law against such. You can have as much love as you want. We're losing meekness. Hallelujah. Long suffering. Self-control. Hallelujah. We're losing things that's going to keep us in the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. The mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we're losing some peace of mind today. We have people that have some things that's overtaken their mind. Hallelujah. They can't even close their eyes without thinking about it. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, because we're losing peace today. And we binding up all these spirits of depression and stress that's going on in your head and all anxieties and all these things that's going on. Father God, I tell you, we're binding and loosing some things today. Some people out there, sometimes you can't even close your eyes, hallelujah, without being burdened down with the things that's going on. We're binding up those things. Hallelujah. We know all those things are already taken care of because God said if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, all will be added unto you. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry for itself. Hallelujah. Let's bind up some things. Let's loose some things. Hallelujah. We loosen happiness. We loosen joy today. Hallelujah. We loosen success today. We loosen gifts. And the spirit today. Hallelujah. People of God, you got to add to this list of what's being loose and what's being bound. I'm telling you, people of God, I tell you, there's a list going on. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to continue to add on to this list because it's time for us to bind and loose some things. We've been letting too many things go on too long. Hallelujah. We got the power. We got the keys. We have the authority. Hallelujah. We just keep letting that devil do whatever he want to do, rule how he want to rule. Not today, Satan. Hallelujah. Because we're binding up that negative spirit. We're binding up the spirit that's causing us to do wrong. We're binding up the spirit of bondage. Hallelujah. We're binding up the spirit of strongholds. Hallelujah. Their walls are tearing down right now today. God, hallelujah. We're asking us in the name of Jesus. And your word said that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be given unto us. We ask in you, Lord. We believe your word. So we know that all that we spoke today has already been taken care of. We thank you, Lord, because you're great. We thank you, Lord, because you're good. But more importantly, Lord, we thank you because you're ours. We thank you for our salvation. because you are God, and you are God all by yourself. People of God, hallelujah. He knows my name. Do you know yours? Are you in a place where you have a relationship with God and you feel confident that that horn blows today? Hallelujah. That you will make it in. Hallelujah. I tell you, people, God, we have to understand. And we have to know that God is real and he's here. And he is looking for us to just look unto him. To look unto the hills from where our help comes from. Hallelujah. And we have to understand that God is saying he needs us to move now. No more procrastination. Hallelujah. No more defeat. Hallelujah. He's given us the keys. He's given us the authority. Hallelujah. To bind and to loose. Hallelujah. And for all of those that don't know God, for all of those that just happen to come across this line because a friend told you to, or, you know, you just want to hear a word today. For all of us that's not saved or want to be saved, I just want to take a minute and pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. And if you receive this prayer, hallelujah, God, I'm telling you, God will, Jesus, the Lord will save your life. Hallelujah. Jesus is looking for us to be accepted and receiving. So for all those that are looking for God to be their Savior, I want you to just hear this prayer in your heart and repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus. I know I am a sinner. I believe you died for my sin. Right now, I turn from my sins and open the doors of my heart and life. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Just got to believe that Jesus is who God says he is, and God did what he said he can do. People of God, I tell you, it's an awesome time, and the Lord, I thank you all for coming on tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to understand he knows your name. Hallelujah. You just got to know that he knows your name. Understand the power that you're walking in. Understand who you are, and more importantly, whose you are. Understand that if God be for you, who could be against you? Hallelujah. Understand that you're more than a conqueror, that you are the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Understand who you are. Understand the authority in which you are walking in. Hallelujah. We're letting too many things slide by in this era, in this day, in this time. Hallelujah. We need to be binding on other people's behalf. Hallelujah. Binding for our government, binding for our church, binding for the body of Christ, binding for our family, binding for our friends. Hallelujah. Because we're the holy nation. We're that holy generation, that peculiar people. Hallelujah. We're the chosen ones. Many are called, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. It's time for us to stand up. Put our J on our chest for Jesus. They put your S on your chest. No, put your J on your chest. Hallelujah. Poke your chest out for Jesus and walk in this thing. Hallelujah. Like you know who you are. You know who you belong to. You know what you're walking in. Because God has given us the keys to bind and to loose. Let's bow our heads. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that this word rest in their hearts. Lord, give them understanding on who they are, Father God. Understand on what they should be walking in and what they can be walking in. Father God, these are your words, not mine. Lord, help us to understand what you have called us to do, who you have called us to be. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for using me today. Father God, using my lips, using my words, hallelujah, to come out and speak on your behalf. Lord, I bless your name. There's none like you, Father God. Hallelujah. For the ones that are weary. Hallelujah. For those that have a heavy burden every time they close their eyes, they feel the burden just over them. Father God, you say you have them. He said, cast your cares unto him, for he cares for you. He wants to give you peace that passes all understanding. But you keep giving it to him, but you take it back. You give it to him, then you take it back. Hallelujah, Father. Give it to him. Hallelujah, and don't take it back. And that's when your peace is going to come. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name today. We bless your word today. Father God, you are blessing unto us. So, Father, in all that we do, we be careful, Father, to give you all the honor, praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. God bless each and every one of you. We see you guys on Sunday. Sunday morning, 9 a.m., Apostle Carolyn McNeil. We love you, champions. Undisputed Truth Ministries, 1921 Dobbytown Road in Henrico, Virginia. God bless.